fun night last night. I believe I want to make sure they can clinch a playoff spot with a win against Minnesota today. Today at 1.
Yes. The magic is back, Kenny. The magic is back.
Well, well. Outstanding. It was a lot of fun last night. Did you see the 10th inning?
We were dialed in. I had the tablet. I've been guilty of bringing the tablet. My cheapo tablet.
Now I'm glad you brought I'm glad you have something good. You brought it to bed with you.
Yeah, we do not have a TV in the bedroom.
I'm surprised Sarah allows you to do this.
Actually, that's a lie. We have a TV in the bedroom. This is the antithesis of Extend Technologies. We have an old TV from my old apartment that we had nowhere to put it. And there is, what do you call it? It looks like a fake fireplace that the previous homeowners had. It's just the border, the outline of a fireplace.
Did it used to be a fireplace?
No.
So there's still it's like a mantle type.
Yeah, and it's for looks.
Oh, God.
And we haven't taken it out because of all the holes.
You bought a dump.
That'll be in the wall. I mean, not far off. But we have the TV just sitting up there connected to nothing with the cord blowing in the wind. The air conditioning.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's how you know if the AC's on or not.
It's pretty embarrassing. it's like one
we
of those.
Just put ribbons on the end of ours.
It's one of the last things we've gotten to, which means we haven't gotten to
great.
It yet.
Fantastic.
But so we had the tablet, and she gets mad because if I have the brightness too much on the tablet, I start to hear about it as she's trying to go to bed.
Well, Sarah, we're in
take
a playoff.
Take down the brightness.
We're in a playoff chase here.
Yeah,
brighten it up. Let's
brighten
go.
It up. Yeah. Turn those machines back on. Tell her to get an eye mask. That's what I do. I have to fall asleep to Gilmore Girls most nights. I didn't go up to bed till after the game though last night. So there you go. Yeah, I usually have to fall asleep to some sort of television show from the 90s and early 2000s on the CW. Either that or Dawson's Creek or some sort of. I don't. Everything on Netflix is a bunch of English people speaking English. The accent, not just the language. Knock it off. It's one of them deals, and I just try to fall asleep to it.
Telemundo
that's
Spanish
it.
People
yeah, speaking Spanish. Spanish. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
And yet Kenny's watching weather reports from the Dominican Republic at night. Weird.
What was Caliente was on Saturdays at 2 back in the day when I was in college. Caliente. Good times. Anyway, Guardians won. And yeah, tell her to get an eye mask. They're like $6 at Target. So, and tell her to stop, you know, complaining to you. And tell her to, you know, get a divorce.
And trying to give me COVID.
Tell her to maybe get some tickets to the postseason because we're getting ready for it. We are 4 games with the magic number for the AL Central. Again, do you have 2 celebrations? Do you celebrate tomorrow? Oh, my God. They could do day drinking today.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
they could
gonna
do
celebrate.
Some day drinking today.
They are. And
I was going to do some day drinking, win or lose. But either way, they could do some day drinking.
This is the difference between old Lima and new Lima.
Oh, this is good.
Old Lima used to get really mad when they continue to do the celebrations. And I'm like, come on, focus. Try to win the World
celebrations
Series.
Celebrations are great.
You guys are wasting all your focus on drinking.
That's back when you weren't paying attention, so you were trying to find anything to say about the Guardians. And so that was one of the fights that you tried to pick. When I'm like, it's a long day. You don't just celebrate Christmas. You celebrate birthdays.
That's right.
And you celebrate Labor Day and 4th of July.
So much like any female in your life, they get the entire month now for a birthday.
Mother's Day.
The Guardians get the whole month. They get all of September, but come October, they better get serious. They better buckle up.
You better bear down.
Yep.
They'll bear down. Last night was awesome. Kyle Manzardo coming through. Made it a little bit more fun. I think that Mitch.
Well, look at the names in the 10th.
Mitch wanted us to make a very serious point about this. It's nice that some of the young ones, which they are not a very old baseball team, it's great that some of the young ones are stepping up and coming through there. But it's a fantastic win. The bullpen for the Minnesota Twins has been very, very bad throughout the month of September. They were talking about on the broadcast last night. Just how rough it's been for them, and I will take that providence. And Miles Straw didn't really mess anything up. Somebody tweeted at me that it might be a nitpick that they thought that Miles Straw was held up a little bit at second base on his own, but he didn't do anything like Julio Rodriguez did last night with the Mariners in the Yankee game where he just forgot that we were in a live ball moment there. But either way, magic number to clinch AL Central's down to 4, and apparently, according to Joe Noga, this is where the article I'm reading from, according to Joe Noga, they can clinch a playoff spot with a win against Minnesota today. They can do that. So there you go. Is there anything else?
I think it's awesome because obviously.
I mean, I'm sorry. I was looking at a text from our boss because I always get nervous about the magic number thing because I'm always afraid I'm going to mess it up. So there you go.
I think it's awesome.
There's
because
plenty more.
They look like they are on the verge of a total collapse, right? They looked like they were on the verge. And since then, not only did they right the ship, seems like they're playing better baseball. I mean, they're not playing at the clip that they were for the first 2 months of the year, but who is? I mean, how many teams, the Mets? Like, how many teams?
7-3
The Mets had lost two in a row. So, I mean, they were a little bit rough there. But, yeah, I think that it's I think that obviously it's a fun moment. I think Owen is – see, we were going to do this for Fix My Life, and I'm just going to come out with it. I might as well do it right now. Like, Owen asked, like, is it right for him to pull his kids out of school for the day game today?
The last day game of the year?
And I'm like, well, before – I had a problem saying something before because I know Owen too well. Like, before, if – when it was pulling kids out of school for the home opener. Okay, well, it's a home opener. With I remember the 22-game win streak, I had a big – but it was like this argument against this being, this fictitious person that was there. Well, I know Owen, and I really respect Owen, and he's a good dad, and he can do whatever he wants with his kids. So it's like I can't say anything about it to him, so it kind of kills the argument. And now it really kills the argument. I'm like, well, you kind of get the chance to see him clinch a playoff spot, and they're going to be celebrating out there, and there'll be a lot of music, a lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm like, boy, you really can't beat that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Let me throw a little roadblock in there.
What?
One of them's going to miss 7th grade football practice for it. Something that he can't really miss.
Didn't they have a game last night?
2 nights ago. They did film yesterday. Today is practice. They don't have a practice tomorrow because tomorrow's homecoming.
Oh, 7th grade?
Well, they're letting the kids out because they do festivities.
They're part of the whole thing.
We have festivities.
Oh, yeah.
He should get a sign. He should have taken a sign to school today and asked somebody
to. Time. He's not there yet.
He should get a sign and ask a girl to go to the Guardians game with him today.
Instead of homecoming.
Well, you go to the Guardians game instead of homecoming with me today. Instead of a corsage, I'll get you a hot dog. And my dad will drive us.
Why would you pin a hot dog to your suit?
Unless he has a little
dress.
Hey, man, it's a Guardians game.
Mustard all over your lapel.
Unless he has too much to drink, then mom's going to drive. But either way. Don't worry about it. Yeah, take him to the Guardians game. Yeah, take him to the Guardians game.
And there will be other football practices. Get back in time for my football practice, which I would have enough time.
I'll put it this way: my son will not be missing football practice. Your son is good enough where he can miss a football practice for a very good reason. It's a good reason. Come on, it's a good reason. Clinching at home, the postseason. It's a very good reason.
Fine, then take Axel with him, too. I'll come pick him up.
No, I said he can't miss football practice. He's not good enough to miss football practice. Yours is. That's how this works. You see how this goes?
Sabotage.
No, it's not sabotage. I'm speaking the truth. I've seen the highlights. He's good. That's all the football talk we'll have on this show before somebody walks out on us here. We don't want to do that. Even though there is some football talk that Lima would very much be interested in, but we ain't going to talk about that either on the air. I'm sure it'll be brought up during Coming in Hot because Lima takes off the safety. Either way, Guardians won. If you want to take kids out, go ahead, take kids out. I think it's a hell of a moment. I think today's a hell of a moment. I think it's been a hell of a season. They are a likable group. I've said this a couple of times, and I don't want to. I think sometimes we force camaraderie on teams that really don't deserve it. We did this with the 90s Indians who, I mean, we find out that a couple of them just despised each other. And some kind of still do to this day, to be honest with you. But I think this team, and maybe, who knows? Success may breed contempt at some point. I'm sure they're grown men. Things change. Priorities change. It's professional sports. But, I mean, you got a manager, and what makes it such a big deal, that manager gets weepy, and it's not about the result. People get worked up about the result. Fans get worked up about the result. To truly be obsessed and successful, you become obsessed with the process. That's what Stephen Vogt is excited about. That's what he gets emotional about. It's the process of watching a guy like Kyle Manzardo. Hey, let's go figure your stuff out down in Columbus. Stick with it. Stay close. And then he comes through in the clutch. It's watching guys like Josh Naylor set aside any sort of ego to be excited. It's watching guys come together in a moment where people picked you to finish fourth in this division. That's where they picked you to finish. And by the way, the whole division, except for Chicago, which is notoriously terrible right now, will probably finish the season above 500. I can't imagine Detroit is not going to finish above 500. So
well, Detroit
it's a better
might be
division.
In the playoffs. They're a half game out of the wild card.
Yeah, so I mean, you got every team that's a possibility to not just make the playoffs, but obviously finish above 500. Minnesota and Detroit are at 80-72 and 80-73. Oh, and you were going to open up your mic. I'm sorry. I ran over there for a second.
I wanted to go to the if I do take the kids out, am I getting the on-field celebration today? It's just a playoff clinching spot. They might celebrate in the locker room. If I don't get the on-field celebration, what's the point of taking them?
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a big Jumbotron feature, and because of that, players...
No, I need players out there dumping ice buckets on each other and putting on hats.
Is this the last day of the...
There's no hats for this, right?
Isn't this the last day of the homestand, though? It's a Thursday.
It is.
It's a day game, so it's getaway day.
Then they go to St. Louis.
I think you kind of... If you want to play it by ear, fine. Anybody want to text Curtis and ask him?
I mean, this
I would imagine you kind of do it... The fans are out there. You might as well give them what they paid for.
Right.
If you win the game.
I think this year feels a little different than, all right, we've been there, done that with Tito. They have not been there, done that with Vogt. And there are so many young players on this team. And this is a stunner. If we would have told you that, you know, with 8 games left of the season, you know, they're sitting there with a chance to celebrate and with one of the best records. Like, yeah, I think this is worth celebrating.
I think that they probably should celebrate on the field. I think it's definitely the story of the year. You have so much suffocating pressure with the other two teams. Like the Cavs, I've had some fun watching the Cavs. Sometimes it's like nothing's good enough at all. Because of the trade, nothing is satisfying. Nothing is good enough. There's always doubt. People are mad that they're going to... At least I think they're just going to start the season running it back. I do not think they're going to finish the season next year. And I listened to Danny, you know, filling in with Nick and a couple other things. I don't agree that they're going to finish the season with this same group. I know that they just signed Isaac Okoro to the extension. But either way, it seems that a lot of people are just expecting more. And that's fine. You should expect more. It's professional sports. And with football, I mean, we're week to week with them about whether or not we love them or hate them or whatever. The worst trade in the world, the best trade in the world, whatever. This is really nice. This is a nice thing. With the exception of the trade deadline, a lot of people hated that. And as you brought up many times over, well, a lot of the big names kind of stayed where they were at. And Randy Arozarena really hasn't had a chance to make that big of a difference with the Seattle Mariners because Julio Rodriguez cost him last night. But either way, I think that this has just been a lot of fun to see a team kind of out of nowhere do what they did. It's not out of nowhere for us, but it's out of nowhere in the general population.
I think in a lot of ways, like this is when it's the most fun. I mean, yeah, it's nice in 95 to clobber everybody and to win a division by 30 plus games. But yeah, I think fans are starting to re-engage, lock in. Maybe some never left. And even though there's all this other stuff going on, fall is the busiest time of the year on the sports calendar. Like, I think people are setting up truly for a potential October to remember. And I think that's a lot of fun for this fan base when nobody really thought that was going to happen before the year started.
Lima politics talk. Could the Gardos be the October surprise?
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, I'm just using lines. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to do.
That's a good one come election time, right?
I am obsessed with it because people are calling them the Man's Gardos and Man Gardos. And I thought that was a very nice name, too. So I can't help it now. It's runneth over. 216-474 to below 92. So the Guardians AL Central number, the magic number is down to 4 over the Royals. And according to Joe Noga, any combination of Guardians wins and losses by the second place team, which is currently the Royals, that equals 4, will give Cleveland its 12th AL Central division crown in franchise history. The magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 1. They can do that if they beat the Minnesota Twins today at 1:10 p.m. Joey Cantillo will be on the mound, and according to ESPN, tickets right now are as low as $14. So be there, be square. It's a great opportunity today to see the Cleveland Guardians clinch a playoff spot, a thing that a lot of people didn't think that they were going to do at the outset of this season.